Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Schnitzler, Le'ilo Nishmas Shoshana Bas Shmuel Yehuda.
Bava Metzia, Daf Chaf Aleph. The Mishnah at the beginning of Eilu Metzia says, Eilu Metzia Shaloi ve'elu chayiv lahachriz. Eilu Metzia Shaloi Motza Peris Mefuzarin, Mois Mefuzarais, Krichais Meshosarabim, etc. Hare Eilu Shaloi. Rashi says, Motza peres mefuzarin, nisyayishu ha-bailim mehen kedomar b'gemara, v'hefker hein. The bailim were meyayish from them, like the Gemara says, and they're hefker. Mois mefuzarites, Rashi says, hoil ve'ein lohem simin nikr, iyushi meyayish v'haviluhu hefker v'zeu tam kulon. So Rashi says that al yedei the yiyush, the chayfetz becomes hefker. The Machne Ephraim in Hilchus Zechiyah Mehefker Simen Zayin understands B'das Rashi that Yush is Mamish a Maisa Hefker. Yush is an Asiya of Hefker. However, the Pri Yitzchak in Chelek Bey, Simen Samach Dalit, and other Achroinim, they say that it's very schwer to learn that Rashi means that it's actually a Maisa of Hefker. The reason being, because the Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Samech Samit Bey, says a famous memra from Rabbi Yechanan, Gozav Oloi Nisyayishu Abaylim Shnein Einon Yecholim Lahaktish, Zeh Lefi She'enoi Shaloi, Vezeh Lefi She'enoi Bershusai. Rabbi Yechanan tells us that if one stole another person's chayfetz, then they're both not able to be makdish the chayfetz. The gazlin can't be makdish it because it's not his, and the nigzal can't be makdish it because it's einei bershusai. It's not in his rishus. And the same halacha applies to any hakna. A person can't give a matana. He can't be makne his chayfetz to somebody else if it's einei bershusai. And the ktsais in Simen Reish Yod Aleph, Sifkot and Dalet, proves from the Gemara in Baba Kama Samach Tesamet Aleph that the same thing applies to being mafkir, the chayfetz. The nigzal has no power to be mafkir a chayfetz that's einoi bershusai. So if so, how could Rashi say that yiyush is a positive asiyah of hefker according to the Machne Ephraim, but if the chayfetz is avud from him, so l'chayra it's einoi bershusai. It's not in his rishus. It's lost from him. So how does he have a power to be meyayish, to be mafkir his chayfetz? The Rambam says in Perchov Beis, Mehilchas Mechir Alocha Tes, that an aveda is also considered einei bershusai. Not only when a chayfetz is stolen from a bailim is it considered einei bershusai. If it's avud mimanu, it's also considered einei bershusai. And the svar of the Rambam, l'chayra, is, like Rabbi Chanan says in Kavit Shurim, Baba Kama Ois Tes Bedas De Balamor at the beginning of Perak Shor Shanogach Dalet Vehe, that what makes the Chayfetz Einoi Bershusai when it's stolen from him is the fact that Bepoil he doesn't have Shlita on the Nechasim. The fact that he doesn't have control on the Nechasim, that's what makes it Einoi Bershusai. If so, it's Mistaver that there shouldn't be a Chilik between Gzela and Aveda. So the Rambam holds that Aveda is also Einoi Bershusai. If so, so how could you be mafkir, how could you be meyayish on a chayfetz that's avud? The way the Machne Ephraim's understanding. This kasha you can get out of by saying that maybe la'olam yiyush is a maisa hefker according to Rashi, and Rashi will hold like the Shitas HaRitva in Paraka Mafkid, Daflam Adalad Amad Aleph, and Dibar Maskalika Da Amri, that an Aveda is considered Birshusai. And Lechayra, the Svar of the Ritva, is like the Sheet of the Ramban brought in the Kavit Shiurim over there in Baba Kama Ois Tes, that the Yisoid of Einoi Birshusai by Gzela is the fact that the Gazlin has Kinyane Gzela. That's what makes it Einei Bershusai, because the Gazlan has Kinyanim in it. If so, by Aveda, where there's no one that has Kinyanim in it, it is considered Bershusai. But, still, Frek de Pnei Yeshua, in Gittin Daf Lamed Ches, that Lamaisa, you see that the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Samech Vav clears whether Yiush helps by Gzela. Do you say that Yiush helps by Gzela Le'inyin, that now the Gazlan only has to give back the Damim? He only has to pay back money, but he can keep the Guf HaChefetz. Or do you say no, since it's Bisur Asoliyadeh, so he can't? But what's the tzad bechlau that Yiush should help by Gzela? If Yiush is a Maisa Hefker, so how could Yiush help by Gzela? By Gzela, for sure, there's a din that you can't be Mafker something that's Einei Bershusay, like the Tzais was Mechiyach from the Gemara Baba Kama Samach Tes. So how could the Gemara declare whether Yiush should help by Gzela? Therefore, the Pri Yitzchak and other Achroinim say that Avada, even according to Rashi, Yiush is not a Maisa Hefker. It's not a positive Asiya of Hefker. Rather, Rashi just means that through the Yiush, the Chefetz becomes Hefker. That's the Lashon Rashi. Nisyaishu Abayla Mehen Kedomar B'Gemara V'Hefker Hein. The next Rashi also, Mois Mefuzaris Hoyel Ve'en Lehem Simen Nikar Iyushi Miyayish V'Havu Luhu Hefker. He's Miyayish and the Chefetz becomes Hefker. Meaning that's the din of Yiush, that when a Bailim is Miyayish from his money, and he's Misiach Das from it, so his Mammon becomes Hefker. That's the din of Yiush, that the Chefetz becomes Hefker. But not that he was actually Mafker it. The din of Yiush is that when a person's Miyayish from his Chefetz, which is lost from him, the Chefetz becomes Hefker. Meaning to say, he loses his ownership immediately with the Yiush, since it becomes Hefker. However, Toysis and Baba Kama Dav Samach Vava Med Aleph and Divra Maschel Kivan argues on Rashi. Let's first be makdim what the Gemara over there says in Baba Kama Samach Vav. Rabba over there says that Yiush works by Gzela also, that now the Gazlan only has to give back the value of the thing that he stole, but he gets to keep the Guf HaChefetz. But Rabba says, I'm not sure if this that Yiush is kind of by Gzela, I don't know if it's a Deiraisa Dikadin or a Drabonon Dikadin. Do you say that it's a Deiraisa Dikadin, Midi Dahava Moitse Aveda? Just like we find by someone that found an Aveda, that we see that Yiush helps. Moitse Aveda Lav Kivan de Miyash Mora Mina Mikami de Tesi Liode Konile Alma Koni. Just like a Moitse Aveda is kind of with Yiush, like the Rishonim have different Mekairis by Aveda itself, how we know that. So you see that Yiush works. So it works by Gzela too. We learn out Gzela from Aveda. Or maybe it's not similar to Aveda because by Aveda, Ki asoy liyode beheterah asyo liyode. When it came to his hands, it came to his hands beheter. Avol hai, kiven de bisur asoy liyode, midrabonon hu domer rabonon nikni mipnei takonas hashovim. But by Gzela, where it's bisur asoy liyode, it came to his hands beisur, which Tosis over there in Dibra Maschol Hocho learns, it came to his hands at a time that he had a mitzvah of a heshev esagzela, he had a chiyuv hashava. He's not allowed to keep it. He has to return it. So therefore, you can't learn it out from Aveda that Yiush should work. And this that Yiush works is only with Rabbanon al takonas hashavim, that he shouldn't have to be teireach to find the gzela itself. They said he could just pay back money. And Rabbi Yosef says, no, Yiush doesn't work even with Rabbanon. But that's how we paskin that by Gzela, Yiush doesn't work at all. Says Tosfos, so what do we see in the second side of the Gemara over there? That since it's Bisura, Asoy, Liyode, Midairaisa, Yiush doesn't work. Says Tosfos, Mikan, Mashma, She Yiush, Einoi, Kehefker, Gomer. De Imkein, Afilu, Basar, Da Asa, Liyode, Bisura, Yuchaliknais, Mena, Hefker. Says Tosfos, if Yiush accomplishes that the Chefetz Mamish becomes Hefker, so who cares that it's Bisura Asoliyode? But now the Chefetz became Hefker. It's not the Bailim's Chefetz anymore. So who cares that there was a Veheshev Esagzela? The Heshev Esa Gzela means to return the Gzela to the Bailim. It's not his anymore. He was Miyayish. That means Taisus understands that Bisura Aso Liyade doesn't make it that the Yiyush didn't take effect. What Bisura Aso Liyade says is that although there was a Yiyush, but the Yiyush doesn't help Klape the Gazlin because he has a mitzvah of a Heshev. The Horaya says Rav Shmuel in Simen Aleph that Toisus in Baba Kama Samach Tesom at Aleph says that if there was a Yush when it was by the Gazlin and somebody else is Zoiche in it, his Chia works. And the Pashtus of the Lashon HaToisus over there is Mashma that it's because by him it's Behateros Aliyade. And as I learned up the Ktsais in Simen Shin Samach Beis, Sifkot and Aleph, Bidas HaToisvis in Sukkah Lamed Amid Beis, Dibra Maskel V'Karka, that the reason how Yush and Shini Rishus works is because it's Behateira Suliyade by the Sheni. So you see that the Yush was Chal when it was by the Gazlin. It's just that Klape the Gazlin, since it's Bisura Suliyade, for him the Yush doesn't help. But if the Lamdus of Yush is, says Taisvis, that Al Yidei the Yush, it becomes Hefker, so then why shouldn't the Gazlan also be able to be Zoicha in it? What Veheshev is Akzela? Veheshev is Akzela to who? Veheshev is Akzela to the Bailim, he became Ois Bailim. Therefore, Taisvis says that that's a raya that Al Yidei the Yush, it doesn't become Hefker. Says the Nesivis in Simon Reish Samach Bey, Sivkot and Gimel, and also the Ktsais and Simon Tov Vav Sifkot and Beis, that Toisus means that Al Yidei the Yiyush, it does not leave his Rishus, Ad Da Osi L'Rishus Zoicha. It still belongs to the Bailim until somebody else is Zoicha in it. All the Yiyush accomplishes is that there's a Heter Zchia. There's a Heter for anyone to be Zoicha in it. But it still belongs to the Bailim until someone was Zoicha in it. Meaning, when it comes to Hefker Mamish, there's a machloikis between the Rabbanon and Rabbi Yossi in the Dorim Daf Mem Gimel, that the Rabbanon hold that when a person is mafker the chayfitz, it leaves his rishus immediately. Whereas Rabbi Yossi holds that no, it still belongs to him until somebody else is zeicha in it. Hefker just accomplishes a heter zchia for everybody. Says the Ktsois and the Nesivis, when it comes to Yiyush, Taisvis holds that even the Rabbanon are moide, that the way it works is that Al Yidei the Yush, it's Chal Heter Zchia, but it still belongs to the Bailim until someone is Zoicha in it. Memela, it makes sense that since Bisura Aso Liyodei, so the Gazlin doesn't have this Heter Zchia. Somebody else has the Heter Zchia, but somebody that has already a mitzvah veheshiv on him, zaktzichnish this heter zchia, and he's still mechuyiv to return it to the Bailim. And there's a Bailim still to return it to, because it still belongs to the Bailim until somebody else was zaycha in it. The question is, how will Rashi faremfer this raya of Taisis? Rashi, who holds that Al Yidei Yush, it becomes hefker, so how does he understand this din that Bisur Asa Liyadei, the Gazlin, can't be zoicha in the chayfitz, but it's not the Bailims anymore. There's no veheshiv. To answer this, says Rav Shmuel in Simon Aleph, Ois Gimel, and B'Yeser Bir and Chidush Rav Nochum Ois Yud Beis, that Rashi must hold that since it's Bisur Asa Liyadei, the Yiyush is not chal at all on Azasar chayfitz that has a din to be mushav, to be muchzer to the Bailim, Yiyush doesn't take effect on such a chayfitz. Meaning, since the Bailim has a din to get back this chayfitz, there's still strings attached, there's a din that this chayfitz should go back to the Bailim, so it's not so avud from him. Yiyush helps on something that is away from the Bailim, it's gozel, it's avud mimenu. On such a thing, there's a din that Al Yidei the Yiyush, he loses his bailus. But something, a chayfetz that has a din to be returned to him, on such a chayfetz, the Yiyush doesn't help. Aye, so how does Yiyush and Shini Rishus help when somebody else takes it. Take a look in Rav Shmuel and Siman Aleph Ais Gimel in the brackets to see how he explains that. To summarize, we have a Yesodistik Machlokes between Rashi over here and Tosis and Bava Kama Samach Vav in how Yiyush operates. Rashi over here says that Aliday the Yiyush, it becomes Hefker. The Machne Ephraim understands that Yiyush is Mamish, a positive Asiya of Hefker. Other Achroinim, the Pri Yitzchak, and it's already in the Ktsois, in Simon Shim Samach Beis, Sifkot and Aleph, that says already that Rashi doesn't mean it's a positive Asiya of Hefker, but rather Aliday the Yiyush, it becomes Hefker. It's a din ha-Torah that when a person is miyayish from a davar ha-avud, the chayfetz becomes hefker. And that's how yiyush can work even on something that's einei bershusai. An aveda could be einei bershusai, according to the Rambam Shita it is, and gzela certainly einei bershusai, and yet we see the concept of yiyush by aveda, by gzela. It must be that yiyush is not a positive maisa of hefker, but rather al yidei the yiyush, it becomes hefker and it leaves his rishus already immediately with the yiyush. However, Tosfos Shita in Baba Kama Samech Vav is that yiyush just is mechel a heter zchia, that everybody could be zoicha in it, but it still belongs to him until somebody is zoicha in it. A nafkamina ledina is, the Nesiva speaks out in Simon Reish Samech Beis, Sivkot and Gimel. What would be in a case where the Yiyush ended? Let's say the Bailam was Miyayish, and then he sees the Aveda in the street, and he has Das to get it. His Yiyush is Batal now. Can somebody go quickly and Chaparayin and be Zoiche in it? Or does it automatically belong to the Bailam now? Says the Nesivis, according to Shitas HaTaisvis, as soon as the Yiyush is batal, as soon as he realizes that the Chayfetz is there and the Yiyush ended, so now nobody can be Zeich in it anymore because the Yiyush is batal and it still belongs to the Bailim, so it belongs to the Bailim, he doesn't have to make a new Maisa Kinyan. However, according to Rashi, that Aliday the Yiyush became Hefker, so I don't care that now your Yiyush ended. But it already became Hefker, so anybody could be Zeich in it. And if the Bailim wants to be Zeich in it, now he's going to have to make a new Maisa Kinyan. Next Inyan. The Gemara says that Matzah Peres Mefuzarin, the case is where he found a Kav Ba'arba Amis, and it's talking about Machnashto de Bei Dari. And since it's Nafish Terchayu, since the Tircha is great, we say, Leitarach Inish V'leihodar Asi V'shokin Luhu Afgurei Mafker Luhu. A person will not be teireach to come back and take them. Rather, we say that he's mafker them. So Rav Yirmiyah asked the Shaila, what's the din by chatzi kav in shtei amis, or kabayim in shmeina amis, kav shumshim in barba amis, kav tamri v'rimayni barba amis? What's the din in all these cases? And the Gemara remains with a teiku. There's a machlekes rishonim. Now that the Gemara says teiku, so what's the din? The Rosh in Simon Aleph over here says, V'kivin d'loy ifshita sveka d'ayraisa l'chumra v'chayim l'hachris. Since the Gemara wasn't peshet the shayla, so you say, sveka d'ayraisa l'chumra, hashavas aveda is a mitzvah d'ayraisa, sveka d'ayraisa l'chumra, and you're chayim l'hachris. However, the Agos Ashri over there says, v'shem d'or zorua, that the halacha is lo yitol, v'im nota lo yachzir v'heimunach at sheyav elio. The halacha is that you shouldn't pick it up, don't take it in the first place. And if you took it, the halacha is yehei munach ad sheyav elio. Meaning, the Gemara says on daf chaf hei amid beis that safek hinuach lo yitol v'im notal lo yachzir, which the Rishonim explain, if a person finds an aveda in a makayim hamishtam riktsas, in a place which is partially guarded, and it's a davar she'ein by simen, so then you're not supposed to take it. Because the Bailim is better off if you leave it there. Because if you take it, he has no way of getting it back because it has no simon. How are you going to be machris? But if you took it, lo yachzir, then you're not allowed to put it back. The way Tosis over there learns, because once you picked it up, you became a shomer aveda, and therefore you have no right to put it back in a makom that's only mishtam rektsas. The Hagoyis Ashri is shtelling to that din over here, which means that he's understanding that over here also, this is a case of Safek Hinuach. Maybe the Bailim left it over here and he's coming back for it. Or maybe he was mafkarit. So has a din of Safek Hinuach. So therefore the halacha is lo yitel, don't take it. If you took it, so then lo yachzer, you can't put it back. But the Rosh said that the halacha is sveka d'iraisa l'chumra, and you should take it and be machris. It's not clear what the Rosh and the Agoy Sashri are arguing about. It sounds like ki'ilu they're having a machlokes whether chatzi kav v'shnei amis or kabayim v'shmeina amis, whether that itself is considered a simen. If it's considered a simen, then take it and be machris. If it's not, if it has no simen, so then has the din of safek hinuach lo yitel v'im notal lo yachzir. L'chayra, in Svara, we can hear that this should be considered a simen. The Gemara says later on that minyan is a simen, makayim is a simen. L'chayra, you can hear that chatzi kavish de'amis should fit into either minyan or makayim. So it's tzarech bir, what exactly the machlokes is between the Rosh and the Agoy Sashri. The Rambam in Perek Tesvav, Mehilchus Gzeila V'Aveda Halacha Yudbeis, he brings the sveikus of this Gemara, and he says, "Kol elu safik lefikach lo yitol v'im notal einay chayv lahachris." Since it's a safik, so don't take it. And if you took it, you don't have to be machris. So you could learn the Rambam that he means, like the Agoy Sashri, that you don't have to be machris, but rather yehi munachad shiyav elio. However, if you look in the Bir Hagra in Chayshem Mishpat Simin Reish Samach Sifkaton Chav Dalit, you see that he understood the Rambam differently. He says that when the Rambam says in not alenei tzarech lahachriz, the Rambam is going l'shitasoi all over, that the Rambam holds that tfisa helps by sveikis. The Gemara earlier in Shnai Meichsen on Davava Midbeis clears a shaila whether by sofik bichar, if you have an animal that was born, you're not sure whether or not it's a bichar, whether it has a din to go to the kohen. The Gemara has a shaila whether takfei kayin might see an aisei miyadai or ain might see an aisei miyadai. The din is by the Yisrael, ha might see mechaverai olav araya. What happens if now the kayin went and made a tfisa? Do we say that his tfisa helps that now we say ha might see mechaverai olav araya from him? Or do we say no, since it's a tfisa la'achar shenoylad asafik, the safik was already noylad by the Yisrael, and the din was Hamaitzi Mechaverai Olav Araya from the Yisrael, so Maitzi Naisi Miyadai, we take it away from the Kohen. The Rambam Shita in Perakei Mehilchus Becheiris Halacha Gimel is that Tokvei Kohen Ein Maitzi Naisi Miyadai. Tfisa helps by Sveikis. If the Kohen chapped it, we don't take it away from him. Says the Vilna Gaon that that's the Pshat in the Rambam here. When the Rambam says that Im Notal Einai Chayiv Lahachriz, he means that if he took it, Hare Elu Shaloi. Because since the Rambam holds that Tfisa helps by Sveikis, so over here also, even though the Chatchila, we put the Peirais Becheskas Marakama, and we say, Lo Yitoil, don't take it, but still, if he went and took it, his Tfisa helps to be Zeicha in them, because of Amaitzi Mechaverai Olav Araya. Since it could be that the Bailam was Mafkarit, so there's a tzad that now by me taking it, it became mine. So now that I made a tfisa, now that I chapped it, we say, Amaitzi Mechaverai Olav Araya. Aye, why don't you say, Sveka Doiraisa L'chumra, there's a Safik Mitzvah Vashavas Aveda, so why don't you go L'chumra that you have to be Machrizit? The answer is that really by every time when you make a tfisa, how could you say that tfisa helps? Because now that you have it, we say, Hamaitzi Mechaverai Olav Araya from you. I, but Achreinim ask, what happened to the fact that it's Safik Gezel? Why don't you say, Sveka Doiraisa L'chumra? You have a Safik Isser Gezel. So the Achreinim explain that the din of Gezel is mitlatoli in the halacha of Chayshen Mishpat. If the halacha in Chayshen Mishpat says that Hamaitzi Mechaverai Olav Araya, and now that I chapped it, the Hamaitzi Mechaverai Olav Araya says that now I'm the muchzik, so therefore you can't take it away from me. So now the din gezel
is mitla tali in the halacha in Chayshe Mishpat. The halacha in Chayshe Mishpat says that I have a right to hold on to the money. So if so, it's not gezel. So too, when it comes to Hashavas Aveda, it's the same thing. The mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda is to return the chayfetz to the bailim. But if in Chayshe Mishpat the halacha is that if now that I made a tfisa and I'm the muchzik, so hamaitzi mechaveiro yolav araya, so now the din is that I have a right to hold on to the money. So there's no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda now, since the din of the moment is to remain by me. Lefizeh, it's very geshmak why the Rosh argues on the Rambam and says that you do have to be machriz, because the Rosh l'shitasei paskins that takfei kayin might see in oisei miyadai. Tfisa la'achar shenoylad asafik loy mahani. A tfisa after the safik already was noylad by the rishon, it doesn't help. So too over here, there was a marakama. The Bailim HaRishonim is a marakama over here. You have a suffix whether or not he was mafkir the chayfetz by Chatzikav Vishtei Amis and the other Shailis. So therefore, your tfisa doesn't help, and the halacha is that chayiv lahachris. To summarize, we have a machloikis Rishonim. What's the din now that the Gemara says teku by these sveikis? So what's the din? The Rosh says that Sveika Dairaisa Lechumra and Chayev Lahachriz. The Agos Hashri says that Lo Yitoel Vimnotal Lo Yachzer Vihemunachat Shriyove Elio. They seem to be understanding that it's a Mokem Hamishtam Rektsas. This Machnashta Debeidari is a Mokem Hamishtam Rektsas. The Agos Hashri seems to be understanding that it's a Dover Shein by Simen. So therefore, Lo Yitoel, and if you took it, Vihemunachat Shriyove Elio, the Rosh seems to be understanding that Chatzi Kavish Tayamis, the fact that it's set up in that way, that itself is a simen. So therefore, take it and be machriz. The Rambam says, Lo yitoil v'mnot aleinei chayiv lahachriz. Perhaps we could have learned that the Rambam means like the Agos Hashri, that imnot aleinei chayiv lahachriz, but rather yehemunachat shiyov elio. However, the Gra learns that the Rambam means that imnot al hare elu shaloi, it's his. And the reason is because the Rambam gives this the din of a tfisa by Sveikis, since we have a suffix over here, whether or not the Bailam was mafgarit. So now that you chapped it, so there's a tzad that now you became the Bailam. Therefore, now that you became the Bailam, hamaitzi mechaveiro yolav araya, so therefore there's no din of Hashavas Aveda now, because the din Hashavas Aveda is mitlatali in the Dine Amominis. If the Dine Amominis says Hamaitzi Mechaveira Yolav Araya, so then there's no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. The din is that I have a right to remain the Bailim, that the money should stay by me. But the Rosh Lashitase holds in Perak Aleph Simen Yud Gimel that Takvei Kain might see in Aisei Miyadai, we give it back to the original Bailim. So too over here, since we have a Marakama, therefore if now that you made a Tfisa, that's not going to help, and Chayav L'Hachriz, you have to give it back to the Marakama. The only Shaila is, that Rav Shmuel is bothered with in Simen Dalid, is that Lefi Zeh, why does the Rosh have to come on to Sveika Dairaiso L'Chumra to explain why Chayav L'Hachriz? Why doesn't he just say, because since Tfisa doesn't help by Sveikis, there's a Marakam over here, and now you chapped it, your Tfisa doesn't help, so therefore you have to give it back. Ayin Sham, how he explains that. Next inyan. The Gemara says, Itmar Yiyush Eloi Midas Abaya Omar Loi Havi Yiyush Verova Omar Havi Yiyush. When you have Yiyush Eloi Midas, Abaya says it's not Yiyush, and Rova says that it is Yiyush. In the explanation of Rava Shita, we have two mahalchim. One mahalach is that Rava holds that for Yiyush, you don't need das bepoil. You don't need an active das. It's enough with das bekoyach. And since if he would have known he would be miyayish, that itself is enough for Yiyush. The fact that if he would have known that he lost it, he would be miyayish, that itself is enough for Yiyush. You don't need an active Yiyush for Yiyush to be chal. And that is the lashon of the Ritvan, the Shita Mekubetzes. He says, Shemotzei la'alter koidim shiyodu abaylim ba'aveda, v'ilu yodu hoyu misyashim imenu. if they would have known, they would have been miyayish. So the yiyush is chal with the fact that if he would have known, he would have been miyayish. And this is how the Birchas Avram brings b'shem the Briskirov. However, Rav Baruch Ber in Simon Chaf Aleph explains it differently. He says that the way it works is that since it's oimed for the Bailim to be miyayish, since he will be miyayish when he will find out, and it's oimed lekach, so therefore it has a din meyikara also like yush. What makes the yush bichal is the fact that it's oimed for the Bailim to be miyayish when he will find out. And because it's oimed lekach, because it's oimed that when the Bailim will find out, he will be miyayish, that's what gives it a din of yush now. Like we find the concept in Shas of oimed li sarev kesarev dami, oimed li zarev kesarev dami, we find amol that there's a lamdis, that something that's oimed to happen, we're machshev it as if it already happened. So we hear also the fact that it's oimed lehisyayish, the fact that it's oimed lekach, that he will be miyayish when he finds out, that's what gives it the din of yush now. The Briskerov is understanding that it's the umdana, the fact that we're oimed his das, that if he would know, he would be miyayish, that itself creates the yush. You don't need a yush bepoyel. It's enough that if he would know, he would be miyayish. Since it's a dover she'ein by simon, if he would know, he would be miyayish. That's what makes the din yush. And Rav Baruch Ber is understanding that it's the fact that it's oimed lehis yayish, the fact that it's oimed lekach, that when he will find out, he will be miyayish, that's what gives it the din of yush already now. There's a raya to the tzad of Rav Baruch Ber from a Tosfos on Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara over there says that v'hilchasa kavosei da abaya b'yal kagam, we paskin like abaya in these six cases of yal kagam. The Gemara says, so Rav Acha b'reid Rav asked Rav Ashi, so now that Rav was slugged up, so if you have wind-blown dates that got blown off the tree, how are we allowed to eat them? The Bailim doesn't know that they got blown off the tree. Although it's oimed lekach that he will be miyayish when he finds out, but he wasn't miyayish yet. So how does it work? According to Abaye, it doesn't work. So how are we allowed to eat it? Maisim b'chol yoim that we eat it. So Amar lei kiven the ikar shkotzim urumasim dekaachli luhu meyikara yushim miyayish minayu. He says that since there are shkotzim urumasim that eat them, so originally the bailim is miyayish. Even before they fell, the Bailim knows that the wind will blow them off and that the Shkotzim or Amosim are ready to eat them. So he's already miyayish on them before they fell. So we have a Yiyush Midas. Fekta Gemara, Yasmi Delav B'nei Mechila Ninu Mai. What about Yisoyimim that are not B'nei Mechila? They're not people that could be miyayish. Rashi says, Yasmi Ketanim Sheinaf Geiron Hefker. So, my, what's going to be the din over there? How are you allowed to eat the wind-blown dates? Maybe they come from Yisoyimim. So, Taisus over there says that the Gemara's Kasha is Mashma, that it's only being asked because we paskin now like Abaya. But according to Rava, we understand why you're allowed to eat the dates, even if they come from Yisoyimim. Zak Taisvis, Bishlam al Rava, Kivan de Lechi Gadli Miyashi, Hashtanami Mikri Yiyush. Says Taisvis a Gevaldig Echidish. According to Rava, the Gemara has no kasha how you could eat the Tamri de Zika of Yisoyimim, because since when they will become Gedolim, they will be Miyayish, so too now it's called a Yiyush. Now, Lefi the Briskerov that holds that the way Yiyush Shalemi Das works is because it's the umdana, that if he would know, he would be miyayish, and that itself creates the yush. So how could it be better than a positive yush? Yisoyimim have no power to be miyayish, ein hefker on hefker. They can't be miyayish. They're not labnei mechila. So who cares that when they will become gedolim, they will be miyayish. But if the yush shavtzach mikoyach the umdana, that if he would know, he would be miyayish. It can't be better than a positive yush now. And ketanim can't be miyayish. Taisus over there is a klara raya to the tzad of Rabbaruch Ber, that since when they will become gedolim, they will be meyayish. It's oimed lekach to have a yiush lebesayif when they will be gedolim. So that yiush that it's oimed for already gives it a din yiush now, and it's oimed for a real yiush. It's oimed for a yiush of gadlus. But according to the Briskarov, Avade, there's no way that the Yirsh of Yisoymim should be able to work because of the Chigadli. The emes is that according to the way Rashi learns the Gemara over there, it's not a Raya, because Rashi learns that those Gemara's Kashas could be Shver, even according to Rava, like Emirtz Hashem, we'll see on Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis. This Raya is brought by Rav Nachum in Ois Ches. Rav Nachum says, beautiful, that it really comes out that these two ways of understanding Yiyush Oloi Midas, Havi Yiyush, is really a shaila in how to teach the words of Yiyush Shaloi Midas. According to the first tzad, Yiyush Shaloi Midas is a description of what kind of a Yiyush we have over here. It's a Yiyush Shaloi Midas. It's a certain level of yush. It's a shaloi midas dika yush. It's a yush which he's doing shaloi midas. There's an umdana that this is what he would do if he would know. It's a description of the yush. However, according to the second mahalach, it means, like Rashi says, yush shaloi midas, davar shestoma yush lichsheyeda shenofal mimenu. It means yush, something that the stoma is that there will be yush, just that now it's shaloi midas, he doesn't know yet that it fell from him. Abaya Omar lo have yush, v'rov Omar have yush. According to the first pshat, yush shaloi midas is a description of the yush. It's a yush shaloi midas dika yush. It's a shaloi midas dika yush. It's not a yush that he's doing positively bepoil. It's a yush that's a shaloi midas dika yush. It's an uptight of what kind of yush I have over here. According to the second tzad, it means davar shestoma li yush, something that the stoma is that there will be yush, but now it's shaloi midas. Now he doesn't yet know that it fell from him, and that we have a machlokes of Abaye v'Rava. Also, I was thinking of a beautiful diuk in the Gemara, that the Lashon HaGemara is, ki pligi bedover shein by simen, Abaya Omar loy havi yush, deholo yod adenof al minei, Rava Omar havi yush, delichi yod adenof al minei meyayish, meymar Omar simno lesli begavei, meyhashtahu de meyayish. Our girsa is, that since when he will find out that it fell from him, he will tell himself that I don't have a simon in it, so mehashtahu de meyayish. So from now, he's meyayish. But Rashi's girsa is, mehashta havi yush. From now, it's yush. L'chayra, the two girsais are toluy in these two pshatim. According to the Briskarov, it's very geshmak the loshen, mehashtahu de meyayish. Because we're reckoning that umdana, that if he would know he would be miyayish, that itself is considered as if he was miyayish. Masha'enkein, according to Rav Baruch Ber, the pshat is that since it's oimed li yush later, when he will find out, so it has a din of yush now. But not that he was miyayish now, it has a din yush. That's Rashi's girsa, mayhash to have a yush. Very geshmak, Rashi l'shitosai, like we were medayik, yush shaloi midas, Rashi doesn't teach, that's a description of the yush, but Rashi says, dover shestoma yush, l'chsheyeda shenofal mimenu, l'chshemotzei adayin lo yodu abaylim shenofal mehen. Rashi's learning, like Rav Baruch Ber, that the lomdus is because it's oimed l'yush, and there's many diyukim in the l'shoinus of Rashi in the sugya, like that tzad of Rav Baruch Ber. Next inyan, the Gemara says that b'dover sheyesh by simin kulei amu lei pligi deloy havi yush va'af al gav deshamine demiyayish lebesayif loy havi yush techiyoso liyodei b'isurahu da'oso liyodei delchiyoda denof al minei loy miyayish meymar omar simna isli begavei yahivna silma simna mishakilna lei. The Gemara says that by a dover sheyesh by simin, everyone agrees that it's not a yush. Because when he will find out that it fell from him, he's not miyayish, because he'll tell himself, I have a siman in it, I will give the siman and I will take it. So Tosfos speaks out, va'afal gav dehashto miyayish, even though now he was miyayish, akroy ba'almohu, umetchila lehaya oimed liyayish. The Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz explains that what we're saying over here is that we're talking about a case that when the Bailam found out that he lost this Dover Sheyesh by Simon, he was Miyayish immediately. And still we're saying that Vibalt, it wasn't Oimed Lekach for the Bailam to be Miyayish when he will find out, because the stoma is that when a person finds out that he lost something that has a simon, he's not miyayish. So therefore, even though this particular person, when he did find out, he was miyayish immediately, like Tosfos says, we say akroy ba'almahu. It's a fluke. It's a hischadshus that happened now. This is not, it wasn't oimed lekach. That's not what it was oimed for. And therefore, it's not going to be a yiyush, Shaloi midas, have a yiyush, even according to Rava. Because Rava only says it when it's oimid lekach. Either because it's oimid lekach, or because it's an umdana, that if he would know, he would have been meyayish. But over here, you don't have the oimid lekach, you don't have the umdana. So therefore, it's not a yiyush. What's the Gemara bringing in, bisura asa liyodeh? Rav Nachum explains in Ice Test, that the Gemara now is by warning a second step. Okay, so fine, you don't have a yiyush at the time that you picked it up. Because even Rava agrees that you can't say over here the lumdis of yiyush, shaloi midas, have a yiyush, to give it a din of yiyush at the time that you picked it up. Fine. But when he found out that he lost it, he was miyayish. So let the yiyush kick in then. On that, the Gemara says, a yisoid of bisura hudasa liyadeh. That no, since at the time that you picked it up, it was Bisura, it was at a time that you didn't have a right to be Zaycha in it, it was before Yiyush, so even though he's Miyayish now, the Yiyush doesn't help, because Bisura Hudasa Liyadeh. So the Gemara is telling us a Yisoid of Bisura Asa Liyadeh by Aveda. So how do we understand the lumdus of the din of Bisura Asa Liyadeh? The Ktsais in Simin Reish Nun Tes, Sivkotten Aleph, and also in Shin Samach Aleph, Sivkotten Beis, says that there's two Mahalchim in the Rishonim, how to understand Bisura Asa Liyadeh by Aveda. Tosfos in Baba Kama, Daf Samach Vav Amid Aleph, in Dibur HaMaschil, Hachanami, says that the Yisoid of Bisura Asa Liyadeh by Aveda is because he was Kvar Nischayev Bahashava. Since he already became mechuyev in the Hashava Saveda, he already has a mitzvah of Hashava Saveda, so Yiyush doesn't help b'makim that it was already chal on him a mitzvah of Hashava Saveda. However, the Ramban in Melchamis on Daf Chavav Amid Beis says a different lomdis in Bisur Asa Liyodeh. He says, De'i efshar l'knoisa b'yiyush m'pnei sheyodoi kiyad ha'baylim. You can't be koine with Yiyush, because the hand of the Meitzei Aveda is like the hand of the Bailim. B'shemer Sachar Shalohem Hu. He's a Shemer Sachar for the Bailim. He's a Shemer Aveda. Hilkach La'olam Eina Niknas B'Yush Hoel V'yeshna B'Rishus HaBailim. It can't be acquired with Yush since it's in the Rishus of the Bailim. The Ramban is saying on Yisoid that Yush doesn't help on something that's in your Rishus. Yush only helps on an Aveda. Something that's lost from you, on that, there's a din of yiyush. Since it's anyway avud mimenu, so now that he's miyayish, he's misiach das, from the chayfetz, so now he loses his bailus completely, according to Rashi Shito, or it's a heter zchiyah, according to Tosfos, but it's only on something that's avud mimenu. But something that's bershusai, on that it doesn't pass yiyush. L'chayra, anafkamina ledina, between Tosfos and the Ramban would be, what would be if the Meitzei Aveda gave the Aveda after the Bailam was Miyayish, he gave it to somebody else. Is that other person Zaycha in it? Dimrei Moshe in Simon Lamed Zayin, Ois Gimel wants to say that this should be Tolui in Tosfos and the Ramban. according to Tosfos, that says that the whole yisoid of why the Maitzei Aveda can't be Zoicha in it is because he was already Nischayev in Hashava. That's a Svara klapei the Maitzei Aveda, because he got it in a matzav that he was already Nischayev in Hashava, so now the Yush doesn't help to be Mafkia that Din Hashava. But somebody else that's being Zoicha in it now after the Yush, so why shouldn't he be able to be Zoicha in it? Masha'enkin, according to the Ramban, that Yiyush Birshus is not a Yiyush, so the Yiyush wasn't Chal at all. There was no Yiyush, because the Yiyush was a Yiyush Birshus. The Maitzei Aveda was a Shomer for the Bailim. It's as if it's in his Rishus. He's watching it for the Bailim. So the whole Yiyush wasn't Chal. So even if he gives it to somebody else, that person will not be able to be Zoicha in it. Now, the Gemara says in Baba Kama, Daf Samach Vava Med Aleph, which we mentioned earlier in the shir, that Rabba says, Yush Ami Rabbanon Denikmi. When it comes to Gzela, the Rabbanon said that Yush is Koine, that if the Nigzal is Miyayish, now the Gazlin doesn't have to give back the Gufa Chayfitz, he only has to pay back the value. But, says Rabba, I don't know if this that Yush is kind of by Gzela, is that a Dairaisa or a Drabanon? Do you say it's Dairaisa? Midi dahava Maitse Aveda. Just like we find by a Maitse Aveda. Maitse Aveda, lav kibin de miyayish mara mina mikami de te silio de konile. Hainami kibin de miyayish mara konile alma koni. Do you say that just like by a Maitse Aveda? If he's miyayish before it came to the hands of the finder, he's kind of so too over here by Gzela, since the Nigzal was miyayish, he's kind of. Idilma, or maybe, no, it's not similar to Aveda, because by Aveda, when it came to his hands, was behetera asol yodeh. But over here, since it's bisur asol yodeh, it's only midrabana that he's kind of, because of takanas hashavim. So Tosis is bothered over there in the first side of the Gemara, that the Gemara itself said that, do we say that Gzela, Yush by Gzela works just like we find by Amaitse Aveda? That just like by Amaitse Aveda, don't you say that since the Bailim was Miyayish before it came to his hands, he's Koine? So too over here by Gzela, since the Bailim was Miyayish, he's Koine. The Gemara in the first Sad clearly spoke out that by Aveda, it only works if he was Miyayish before it came to his hands. And yet, still the Gemara wants to say that by Gzela, Yiyush should work even though it came to his hands be Isura. And this is Mamish, the Svara of the Gemara in the second Sad over there, that you can't be Medama Gzela to Aveda because by Gzela it's Bisura Saliyadis. So what was the Gemara thinking in the first Sad? Now, if you think about it, according to the Ramban, Taisis Kasha is not Shver. Because according to the Ramban, the lumdis of Bisura Asal Yodeh by Aveda is because Yodeh Kiyada Bailim, and he's a Shomer Aveda, and Yush Birshus doesn't work. That Svara you don't have by Gzela. By Gzela, the Svara of Bisura Asal Yodeh that the Gemara over there says in the second Sad obviously has to be some other Svara than the Bisura Asal Yodeh that we have over here in Bab Mitzia Chaf Aleph Amid Beis by Aveda. By Gzela, he's not holding it for the Bailim. Fakert, he's stealing it away from the Bailim. So Mamela, according to the Ramban, the Gemara is very geschmack. The Gemara means in the first Sad that by Aveda, the only reason why you need the Yiyush to be there before it came to his hands is because otherwise you have a problem that he's a Shomer Aveda for the Bailim. So, Yodeh Kiyada Bailim, it's Yiyush Birshus. But by Gzela, even if it came to his hands before the Yiyush, but he's not a Shomer, he's not a Shomer Aveda, he's not a Shomer for the Bailim. So, Memela, Avada Yiyush could be Chal. The Gemara in the second Sad is being Mechadish, a new Bisura Asal Yodeh. By Gzela, there's a new Bisura Asal Yodeh that we didn't have by Aveda. The Gemara is saying, by Aveda, it's Beteir Asal Yodeh. By Gzela, there's Bisur Asal Yodeh. It's a whole new Bisur Asal Yodeh. What does that Bisur Asal Yodeh mean? According to the Ramban, the Imre Moshe and Simla Amid Beis, Oisla Amid Ches understands that since Bisuras Oliyode came to his hands by Isser Gzela, and the Gazlin himself was Goyrim through that Gzela, the Yush of the Bailim, so therefore the Yush of the Bailim doesn't help that he should be able to be Zoycha in it. Since it came to his hands by Isser, meaning he stole it, he was the one that caused the whole Yush of the Bailim to come about, so he can't be Zoycha in it, Mikoyach that Yush, if he was the one that was Goyrim that Yush. That's a whole new Svara that the Gemara is Mechadish in the second Tzad. But the Gemara in the first Tzad doesn't know this Bisur Asul Yodeh. The Gemara only knows about the Bisur Asul Yodeh of Aveda. And that you don't have by Gzela, so from Amela we can learn out Gzela from Aveda that Yush should help. But Tysus, who did ask the Kasha, that's because Tysus learns that the Yisoida Bisur Asul Yodeh by Aveda and Gzela is the same thing. It's because Kvar Nischayev Bahashava. So, the same way by Aveda, he was already Nischayev in the mitzvah of Hashava Saveda, so the Yush doesn't help for him. So too by Gzela, he has a mitzvah of Heshav HaGzela, so the Yush shouldn't help for him. So it's Fektais, it's very Geshmak. If the Gemara already knows in the first Tzad that by Aveda, once it's already Chal, a mitzvah of Hashav Teshivim, the Yush doesn't help for him, so too, what was the Gemara thinking? That by Gzela, Yush should help, like the Gemara says in the second Tzad. So Tosis is Mechadish over there, a Gevaldik Echidish, that the Gemara holds in the first Tzad, that even by Aveda, when it's Bisura also Liyadeh, all Bisura also Liyadeh does is that it's Mechayiv you to pay back the Domim of the Aveda, the value of the Aveda. But that much, the Yush accomplishes that you can keep the Guf HaChefetz, the Kavaldi Gechidish, that Bisura Asul Yoda, even by Aveda, doesn't stop the Yush from being Chal at all. The Yush is Chal, even Klape, the Moitzei Aveda, that he can keep the Guf HaChefetz, and he only has to give back the Demei HaChefetz. So too by Gzela, the Gemara is saying, should be the same thing. That the Yush accomplishes that he can keep the Guf HaChefetz and he only has to pay back the Domin. The Ktzais in Simon Shin Nun Gimel Sif Katan Beis is Mazber the Tysis, that in every Kinyan of a Chefetz, a person really owns two things. He owns the Chefetz for its Hishtamshus, for its usage, and he also owns in it the Dmeya Chefetz, its value. L'mashal, a person owns a table. So he has something, a shulchan for usage, to eat on it. But the shulchan also has in it a value. It has a buying power. Really, a table has a $200 value. Be'etzem, you can take this shulchan and go buy something with it worth $200. It has a value in it. The yush, Tysus is saying, the yush helps klape the guf hachefetz. But klape the damim within the chayfitz, the kinyan damim that he has in the chayfitz, klape that, the yush doesn't help. But the Gemara in the second Tzad over there holds that bisura also liyode by aveda doesn't work at all, even legabe the guf hachefetz, and therefore by gzela bisura also liyode yush shouldn't work at all. And this, that Yush works, says Rabbah, is only midrabanon mipnei takonas hashavim. Obviously, according to the Ramban, that holds that the reason why by Aveda Yush doesn't work by Bisur Asul Yodeh is because it's Yush Birshus. It's considered as if it's still Birshusoi, because Yad Shomer ki Yad Abaylim, it wouldn't make sense to say this chilik that Tosfos said in the first Tzad, that the Yush helps l'chatzoyin, it helps klape the guf hachefetz, just not legabe the dmei hachefetz. Because if it's birshusai, so the Yush shouldn't help at all, because Yush only helps on something that's avud mimanu, but something that's still birshusai doesn't pass Yush. It only makes sense to say the chilik that Tosfos said only l'shitasam, that is kvar neschayev v'hashava, so then you can say that as long as I'm being mekayim the hashava b'miktsas, by giving back the damim, the yush didn't help klape the damim, it's still his damim, So I could give back any damim. What's the difference if I give back the damim shebechefetz or I give back other damim? Damim is damim. And with that, I mekayim the hashava. The Gemara in the second side holds no. The svar of Kfar Neschai b'hashava says that you have to be mekayim the hashava b'miluoy, completely, even by giving back the guf hachefetz. And therefore, by Aveda, it only works when it's behetera asa liyadeh, when it's bisura asa liyadeh, when it's kvar neschai v'hashava, the yush is not chal at all. And so too by gzela midai raisa, the yush is not chal at all. To summarize, Tosfos holds that bisura asa liyadeh by Aveda and gzela is all the same svara of kvar neschai v'hashava. The Ramban holds that no, by Aveda, the lumdus of Bisur Asa Liyadeh is because when he picked it up, he became a Shemer Aveda, so he's holding it for the Bailim. So now, when the Bailim is Miyayish, it's Yush on something that's Pershusai, and Yush only helps on something that's Avud Mimenu. From the fact that the Ramban needs this new Svara by Aveda of Yad Shemer Kiyad Abailim, Vais Toisi doesn't hold of Toisi Svara of Kvar Nischayev Bahashava. That's why the Imre Moshe, as we mentioned before, says that the Bisura Asa Liyadeh by Gzela, according to the Ramban, can't mean like Taisva said, because of Kfar Neschayev Bahashava, but rather it's a new Svara that since Bisura Asa Liyadeh, he was the one that was Goyrim, the Bailim, to be Miyayish, through his stealing. That's what made the Bailim be Miyayish, so he can't be Zoyche in it. Next inyan. The Gemara says that L'chayra, we have a raya to the Shita of Rava from this that the Mishnah says, Peres Mefuzarin Hare Elu Shaloi. Why? According to Abaya, Hala Yodad Denofal Minei. According to Abaya, how could you keep it? He doesn't know that it fell from him. Yiyush Shaloi Midas Loi Avi Yiyush. And for the Gemara, Ho Amar Avukva Barchama Hocha B'machnash No Debe Dori Askinon Daveda Midasi. Over here we're talking about Machnashto de Beidari, and like the Gemara explained on Amud Aleph, Akav Barba Amis, since it's so much Tircha, a person is not Teireach, he won't come back for it, Afkurei Mafker Luhu, so it's Aveda Midas. He purposely left it there. He knows about it, and he left it there, so therefore it's Hefker. It's not Yiyushaloi Midas. He, Midas, left it there on purpose, it's Hefker. From this Gemara, the Shach, in Simon Reish Samech Aleph, Sivkot and Gimel, asks a Meredik Akasha on the Rambam Shita. There's a famous machloikis between the Rambam and the Tor. What's the halacha by Aveda Midas? The Rambam in Perkut Aleph, Mehilchus Gzeilov Aveda Halacha Yud Aleph says, Hame Abed Ma Moinoi Ladas Ein Nizkokin Loi. A person that's letting his money get lost and knowingly, you don't have to get involved in it to return it to him. A person left his cow in a barn that doesn't have a door, and he didn't tie it, and it left. Or a person threw his money pouch into Rishos Harabim, and he left. The Rambam says that when a person is ma'abed mamoinoi ladas, he throws his money pouch into Rishos Harabim and he leaves, you're not allowed to keep it for yourself. There's no din of Ashavas Aveda. Asher Toivad says, if it got lost from him, Prat lema'abed ledaitoi. There's no mitzvah of Ashavas Aveda. But, the Rambam says, it's not Hefker. You can't keep it. However, the Tor, in Choshen Mishpat Simen Reish Samech Aleph, brings down the Rambam, and he says, Ve'ein nirakein, da'aveda midas, havi Hefker. The Beis Yosef over there understands that the machloikis between the Rambam and the Tor is, do we say that the fact that a person wasn't mefakeach on nechasov, he wasn't careful with his nechasim, he left the door of his barn open, or he throws his money down, does that show an umdana that he's being mafkerit? the Rambam holds that just because he left his barn door open or he threw his purse down doesn't show that he's being mafkerit. He wasn't careful with his money. But there's no umdana that he was mafkerit. And the Tor holds, no, there's an umdana that he was mafkerit. Frek the shach in Chayshe Mishpat Reish Samach Aleph Sifkat and Gimel, here we have a Mefurisha Gemara, like the Tor. The Gemara says that the reason why you're allowed to keep the Peres Mefuzarin is because Aveda Midasi. And the Gemara on Amad Aleph used an expression on this of Afkure Mafker Luhu. So you see that Aveda Midas means that it's Hefker. The Mishnah says Hare Elu Shalai. So how's the Rambam going to learn this Gemara? A Gevaldige Kasha on the Rambam. Comes along the Machne Ephraim in Hilchas Zechia Mei Hefker, Simin Vav, and also the Ktsois in Simin Reish Samach Aleph, Sifkat and Aleph, they both say, a Meredik Epshat in the Rambam, a Mechudishtik Epshat, that the Gemara means like this, that since when he picked up the Peres Mefuzarin, there's no mitzvah of Ashavas Aveda, like the Rambam says, that by Aveda Midas, there's no mitzvah of Ashavas Aveda, Asher Toivad Prat. Lima Abed Lidaitai. So therefore there's no Bisura Asaliyade. Either Pshat you go with in Bisura Asaliyade, whether you learn like Taisvis, that Kfar Neschayev Bahashava, or you learn like the Ramban, that since he became a Shomer Aveda, so it's Yirsh Pirshus, you don't have either of those in a case where it's Ma'abid Mamaynai Ladas, because there's no mitzvah of Hashava. So he's not Nischayev Bahashava, there's no, he didn't become a Shomer Aveda. So Mamela, the Yirsh afterwards will help. Hare Elu Shalai doesn't mean Hare Elu Shalai right now. Hare Elu Shalai means that with the Yirsh afterwards, it's Hare Elu Shalai. Usually by Yirsh Shalai Midas, the halacha is that since at the time that you picked it up, according to Abaye, that lo yavi yiyush, there's no yiyush yet, so there was a bisura saliyade. So now even when there's a yiyush afterwards, it won't help. But over here, vibalt, there was no bisura saliyade, so the yiyush afterwards will help. The Taz, in Simon Reish Samach Aleph in the beginning, says another teretz for the Rambam. That the Rambam's not saying a klal across the board, that every Aveda Midas is only a din that there's no mitzvah of Hashava, but it's not Hefker. The Rambam means, in those cases of a person who's not careful on his Nechasim, he leaves his barn door open, or he throws his kiss to Rishus HaRabim, over there we say that it's just a din that you're not Chayiv in Hashava, but it's not Hefker. However, by something where there's a clear Anan Sahadi, that the person is mafkerit, because, like over here, Kav V'dalet Amis is something that it's not so chashuv for him to go and undergo the tircha of Dalet Amis. Over there, there's an Anan Sahadi that a person is mafkerit, just like the Gemara says later on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, that by Glolim, there's no mitzvah of Hashava Saveda, a person found someone else's animal, and that animal made Glolim. You don't have to give back the glolim because afkurei mafker luhu. There's an anan sahadi that a person is mafker glolim. It's not choshev. So too, kavad dalet amis is an anan sahadi that a person is mafkerit. But just because a person left his barn door open, so he wasn't careful with his nechasim. So there's a miut, prat lema'abed ledaitai. But to say that it's hefker, who says it's hefker? Same thing, a person threw his kiss to Rishus HaRabim. It has value. Maybe he was angry, and out of anger, he threw his kiss down. But the Rambam holds, that's not Anan Sahadi, that's not Umdana Demuchach, that he was mafkerit. Over here, the Rambam is Maida, that this Aveda Midas of our Sugya is Takaf Kurei Mafker Lahu. L'chayra Yesh Lahoyer, that the Lashon HaGemara and Amad Aleph of Afkurei Mafker Lahu is more mashma like the Taz's answer than the answer of the Machne Ephraim and the Ktsais.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.